The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is Westlife producer Kate Ryan. G'day, Kate.
Good morning.
It's been a good morning so far.
It has.
Very busy.
A very busy morning, but it's gone quickly.
Don't you think it's so interesting that we can just call up Jeff Parry, have a chat to him in the Ukraine?
Yeah.
He's on the balcony of his hotel in Lviv, hoping the Russians aren't coming over the horizon.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Poor guy sounds like he has run off his feet.
Hard work, eh? Yeah. And meanwhile, back here in sunny Perth, let's talk about Sculpture by the Sea. How about that?
Let's just talk about what we're going to do.
I love this. So it's Sculpture by the Sea returns to Cottesloe in March. And they're already an artist impression of one of the pieces that everybody's going to be talking about has hit the news. How would you describe it?
Well, I anticipate a lot of people trying to relive their younger days saying, oh, I could have got into the AFL, if only this, if only that. So taking shots at goal into the ocean. It looks like there's some goalposts being put into the sea.
Yeah, full-size AFL goalposts, which it's actually huge. They're actually very, very tall. And this artist's impression, it's sure enough, you know, you've got the goalposts, you've got the point posts in situ, a couple of metres out, that they're going to install. I don't even know how exactly, but they're going to install it at low tide using, I'm assuming, a lot of concrete. I don't know how good it is for the environment, but I'm sure they've figured all that stuff out. But is there a message behind it?
There is. And funnily enough, you said it's probably not very good for the environment. It's to highlight the environment.
Ah.
It's to show, like, you know, climate change and rising tides and rising sea levels. So, you know, your favourite sporting match could be underwater if you...
Optus Stadium is in the flood zone, like with global warming and the oceans rising, like the Swan River will burst its banks and Optus is in big trouble. Mm-hmm. Maybe in like 100 years' time.
not quite yet.
But you're so right. Like, it's going to be kicking footies through it.
Yeah, I see a lot of people getting knocked in the head. And
you'd ruin Sharon quietly if you kicked it into the ocean. Don't do that. You would ruin it. But if you have one of those rubber ones, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, their message of climate change, there's going to be a lot of plastic
I love it. Contemporary art. How good is contemporary art?
It's a good message.
It's like you can have footy posts, that's art.
Maybe they have like a net behind it that catches all the balls and can swim out and get it.
And is it inside the shark net at Cottesloe or is it going to be on the other side of the shark net?
The photo that they've got is kind of, it's near that old shark post.
Oh, yeah, the old pylon.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we're going to find out a lot more about Sculpture of the Sea. We're going to talk to the founder of the exhibition on Monday on Westlife, everybody tune in for that. It's going to be very interesting to see what the big exhibits this year are going to be. Mm-hmm.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.